This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. National ICT Day today, Communication Minister Rekha Sharma gives her best wishes. Labour Ministry announces scheme named Shramadan to address labour and employment-related issues. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority reports wildfire cases at 165 locations of 39 districts. And 24 people die after a section of mountainside highway collapsed in China's Guangdong province. Now the news in detail. National Information and Communication Technology ICT Day is being celebrated today by organizing various programs. National Information and Communication Technology Day is celebrated every year on the 2nd of May to develop and promote information and communication technology in the country. On the occasion, the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology is organizing a special program with Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda as the chief guest today. In the same ceremony, awards will be provided to individuals and organizations who have contributed in the field of ICT. Furthermore, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has said that the government is planning to transform the socio-economic condition of the country through the development and use of information technology. She added that the government had moved forward with determination for the development of this sector with the belief that the basis of prosperity could be prepared through the information technology sector. The Ministry of Communication and Information Technology yesterday held an interaction to seek submissions from relevant sectors regarding issues to be incorporated into the upcoming policies and programs and the budget. Speaking at the program, Minister Sharma said the suggestions from all were vital to add gravity to the mass communication policy. The minister also stressed the need to transform the advertisement policies, acts and regulations concerning the state-owned media as per the need of time. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Health and Population, Upendra Yadav, has said Nepal will lend full-fledged support to make the United Nations a strong and effective global body. Deputy Prime Minister Yadav is in New York to attend the 57th session of the United Nations Commission on Population and Development. According to the permanent mission of Nepal to the United Nations in New York, Health Minister Yadav made the commitment in a meeting with the President of the 78th United Nations General Assembly, Dennis Francis. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has said the wildfire is worsening across the nation. The authority said forest fires are occurring in 165 locations of 39 districts. Forest fire expert of the authority, Sundar Sharma, said the wildfires were going out of control due to lack of rainfall for a long time and consequent drought. He said Salyan, Surkhet, Kailali, Dailek, Doti districts were the most affected from the wildfires. Meanwhile, another person who was injured while attempting to extinguish a fire that broke out at Tapeshwar Community Forest in Godavari Municipality, Ward No. 4 in Lalitpur, died yesterday. Superintendent of Police Naresh Raj Zubedi said injured Ramesh Bahari died yesterday while undergoing treatment at the Kritipur-based Burn Hospital. On Tuesday, Sankar Bahari, who had sustained severe injury while trying to contain the same forest fire, had died in course of treatment. Finance Minister Barshaman Poon has said the country's economy was gradually improving and coming out of the dormant phase. Addressing a workshop entitled Finance Policy for Sustainable Development in Kathmandu yesterday, Finance Minister Poon stated that the indicators of the current fiscal year were positive in comparison to the last year. The 135th International Labour Day was marked in Nepal yesterday, organising various programs. Addressing a program organised by the Joint Trade Union Coordination Centre on the occasion of the International Labour Day, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda said, everyone should work together to ensure the rights and interests of the workers. Prime Minister Dahal said the rights and interests of the working class must be ensured for social justice and prosperity. He reiterated the government's commitment to labour rights and the International Labour Organization statutes and conventions ratified by Nepal. The Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security has announced a scheme named Shramadan to address the issues related to labour and employment. Labour Minister Dol Prasad Ariyal launched the scheme at a press conference held at the ministry yesterday on the occasion of International Labour Day. The scheme has the objective of solving problems of Nepali workers and improving the labour market. Minister Ariyal said the ministry has a comprehensive and practical plan to solve the problems surfaced in the labour market. The scheme includes programmes like Employment Bank, Equity, Connect, Call Centre and Professional Journey. Minister Ariyal added that the programme would be implemented gradually. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. 24 people have died after a section of mountainside highway collapsed in China's Guangdong province following days of heavy rain. According to the BBC, 30 others were taken to the hospital after a 7.5-mile stretch of the Mainlong Expressway crumbled on Wednesday. The province government has dispatched 500 emergency response personnel to the scene. A total of 20 vehicles fell into the collapsed portion of the road as per the authorities. Authorities have yet to state the cause of the incident. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has renewed calls for Hamas to accept a ceasefire deal on Wednesday as he started talks with Israel's leadership. The AFP news agency quoted Secretary Blinken as saying they were determined to get a ceasefire to bring the hostage home even in these difficult times. He added that only reason that couldn't be achieved was because of Hamas. The statement from Blinken came after meeting Israeli President Isaac Herzog. Blinken told Herzog that they need to focus on people who are suffering in this crossfire. During his visit, Blinken is also pressing efforts to increase aid into Gaza Strip, where the United Nations has warned of impending famine due to severe shortage of food. Hamas is set to respond to an offer. Now, sports update. The Cricket Association of Nepal has announced 15-member squad for the upcoming ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2024. The Cricket Association announced the 15-member squad yesterday under the captainship of Rohit Kumar Powdel. A total of 20 teams will be competing in the T20 World Cup scheduled to be held in the United States of America and the West Indies from the 1st to 29th of June. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. National ICT Day today, Communication Minister Rekha Sharma gives her best wishes. Labour Ministry announces a scheme named Shramadan to address labour and employment-related issues. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority reports wildfire cases at 165 locations or 39 districts. And 24 people die after a section of mountainside highway collapsed in China's Guangdong province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.